cancer is something that some of us live with.
Mine?
Huh? Yeah. I know, mother. I know. This is kind of my story, but a message for someone else. God wants us to be who he has called us to be, not just some days, but every day. Yeah. And that's not really easy, but he said he'll be with us anyway. But along the way, people look to us to stand on the word of God that we talk about or preach about. See, I got some people in my life who think I should always be strong. And I should. The problem comes in when my spirit is willing, but my flesh gets weak. Now, I know somebody know what I'm talking about, so say amen. Amen. God is great.
God is great.
Now, when y'all see me come up here, y'all should be happy. One thing y'all should say to yourself, we ain't gonna be here long. Y'all should be ready and willing to say amen.
Amen.
So I can move expeditiously. Now, before I got up here, somebody was clowning me, Willie Connell. You know, he had to take our drum over there, and he said, Elder, don't go so fast that you're done before I get back. But I told him, okay, I'm gonna try. But y'all know how I do. But first, giving honor to God, El Elyon, Lord have mercy, to the Most High God and who is the head of my life, to my pastor, to his lovely wife, to my beautiful, lovely, and wonderful wife, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, the enemy tried to get at me this morning and let me break my glasses. Let me break my glasses. Well, I probably ain't going to have to use them. Maybe I'll use one of them. You know, I just wanted to say a little something about my wife. All of you brothers who got a wife, thank God for her. Because I truly thank God for my wife. And as I have struggles and situations in my life now, and she is always there taking care of me. So I want to just publicly say thank you and I love you. I tell you, it's hard when you start to breaking down. But now, some of y'all are probably saying he gonna talk or mention PIR. That's personal and intimate relationship with God. See, you know, that's beautiful that y'all understand and say that, because some of y'all know me. Like Bernie Mac say, we family. We family. But I'm a simple preacher. Well, I should say messenger. You know, my message don't really change. Now, for the ones who say I should talk about something different, I'm sorry, because to me there is nothing more important in this life than our PIR. Now, that's just me and my opinion, so bear with me for a few moments, and I will be done. Someone told me I should let people know about my struggles or my pain so people had a chance to pray for me. You know, and I try not to, you know, burden people with my stuff, but except about three or four people outside of my wife. You know, and they carry my stuff with them, and they pray for me. So I'm going to go on and pray, and I ask y'all to pray with me and pray for me and help me get through this message. Let me claim your attention to a very familiar scripture. It's in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to let y'all flip and get your stuff over in Proverbs. Third chapter. Y'all probably know where I'm going. Some of you Bible people already know. Third chapter, 5th and the 6th verse. Now, some of y'all know how the pastor do, and some of y'all can stand up if you like and honor the word of God. If you don't want to, God will understand. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That concludes the reading. You can sit down. Amen. Now, this portion of Proverbs was written by Solomon, the wisest man who lived. He wrote it to help us make wise choices for our lives. Now, I always told my children, life is choices. What you choose to do and what you choose not to do. That's it. So I use this scripture to help me be wise in this message. I got some suggestions. So God gives us a choice to read and apply these instructions so our lives can be better and ultimately pleasing to him. So for a few moments, I want to suggest how to develop your PIR. How to develop your PIR. Now, I ain't gonna be long. See, it's a lifetime message for me. See, our purpose in life is to glorify God. Our purpose in life is to glorify God. Now, we all have our own path through life. What and how we navigate our way through the obstacles are our own. See, Elohim, the creator God, he made each of us differently. So we must focus on the biblical, God-pleasing, best, easiest, profitable, comfortable, et cetera, way of life. See, you see, a lot of this is just a reminder for some of you, but it's necessary to say, see, the way the world has become, God is put on a shelf or in a toolbox until we need some help or something needs to be fixed. See, we have allowed the world to dismiss God and the tools he's given us to make it in this world to be placed somewhere until we think we need them. But since El Elyon is the Most High God, he will allow something to be broken in your life. So you'll focus and be directed to him and the tools he's given us. See, as for me, I've traveled the path for about 70. And I have had to be reminded to get the tools out the box or off the shelf, because my way or lack of focus has got me in trouble, so to speak. Amen. See, God will bless you for his purpose. God will bless you for his purpose. Like heal you from cancer. Like heal you from cancer. You see, it's so you can be used and be a witness and have a testimony so somebody else can say, God can do that for me. You see, but sometimes we get complacent and our focus is on doing our own thing and our ego sets in. Now, edging God out and putting him on the shelf, but God will make sure you understand who he is. He already knows what you would do, but he wants you to know your decision to put him on the shelf or in the box is your choice. But what he would do, being the sovereign God that he is, he will allow cancer to come back in your body somewhere else. I tell you, cancer is something that some of us live with. Huh? I know, mother. I know. This is kind of my story, but a message for someone else. God wants us to be who he has called us to be, not just some days, but every day. And that's not really easy, but he said he'll be with us anyway. But along the way, people look to us to stand on the word of God that we talk about or preach about. See, I got some people in my life who think I should always be strong. And I should. The problem comes in when my spirit is willing, but my flesh gets weak. Now I know somebody know what I'm talking about, so say amen. Okay, so much for that. I'm going to attempt to do some suggestions or points real quick, and then I'm going to be done. First, where it says, so how to develop your PII. First, let's look at the word develop. To develop is to progress from earlier to later stages of individual maturity, to grow and to expand. It should continue to progress and grow. So my first suggestive point, it says, Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. That's my first suggestive point. Have faith in God. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. See, the word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Once we begin to trust God, our faith grows. Yeah. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So to have a relationship with him, we must believe he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Plus, to have a PIR, we must earnestly seek him. We know in our human walk, trying to be in a relationship with someone, we go after them hard and make a serious effort. See, we have to put in the work. It says, with all your heart. That means saturate your heart with love for him and let nothing deter your heart for God. Trust him entirely without exception. God wants us to trust him completely and not try to lean on our thoughts or ways of doing things. Now, once we have faith in God, we must have love for God. In a relationship that means anything, there has to be love. Deuteronomy 6:5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul with all your strength. Once again, we see our heart is in play here. It's a command. The greatest and the most important. John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. God initiated love to us. It should be easy and profitable to love God because he first loved us. And as we live and go through the path of life, his love covers a multitude of sins. And we will always fall short of the glory because of his grace and mercy, he loves us anyway. Now, or how can you not have love in your heart for God? Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. These are words of wisdom, and it's the twofold blessing, loving and seeking wisdom and love for God. See, seeking wisdom is crucial for finding out who God is and who he is in our life, which in turn opens a channel for love. Now, our love is deep, and then it turns intimate. It's like you and God. He said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Then he said, this is my command, love each other. I got a question. Who in here love the people in here? I ain't just talking about your sister, your brother. I'm talking about, do you love her, him, her, and her? See, God wants us to love each other. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Faith in God, love for God, now obedience to God. Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God that though you live to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. We have been taught in here. To give yourself fully to God wholeheartedly is with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. So in your life, we think about anything we have to do, we should acknowledge God in all our ways. Do y'all do that? Do y'all? Y'all better tell the truth. Y'all better tell the truth. Y'all make choices and y'all don't even think about God. Tell the truth. I'm one of them. I'm not just saying y'all. Y'all be like, yeah, but you know God listening to you. And he know if you are telling us, well, I can't, well, I don't want to say that, but that's what it is. They storybooks is in the story. But do y'all acknowledge God? Do y'all go before God? Do y'all say, God, should I do this? God, should I say that? God, should I go over here? Come on, y'all. I tell you, God loves obedience. In order to develop a PIR, we should be about pleasing God, and obedience is really, really, really important. 1 John 5:3 says, this is love for God to obey his command. And his commands are not burdensome. Yeah. So as we get closer to God and through our obedience, our love is recognized by God and others. You know how being a teacher's pet, well, maybe that's a thing of the past. But when I was in grade school a little while ago, I wanted to be the teacher's pet. So I obeyed her, did all the things she had asked, and tried to do them well. And all the other students saw this and wanted to do the same. See, there are benefits of obedience. And we can get closer to God by being obedient. Our relationship will be personal and intimate. Nowadays, people will say that's sucking up to God. But I will always suck up to God. Our obedience should not be out of obligation, but cause of our relationship. Prayer is our way to approach God, and we should come with confidence. Now, our faith in God, love for God, and obedience to God, now we need to pray to God. Hebrews 4:16. Now, you know, I was supposed to write that down. I didn't, so I had wrote down here, read it. So I'm going to just go in here. Open up this Bible. My wife told me I need another cover. Cover my Bible. Cover is looking a mess. But pastor said that means you're using it. See, the pastor's looking at his Bible, so what could I say? But yeah, we go get on. Yeah, Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You see, we need to go to God boldly. See, only way you can really go boldly is because you done went before and he done answered you, and you know that you got an opportunity to get an answer from God. So when God allows situations to come in our life and people do things to us and treat us bad, we can go to God boldly because we are expecting God to answer us. You heard what they said in the song. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. See, if we go boldly, we are expecting God to do something. Now, I tell you, and I ain't trying to get excited, but if y'all just look at me, y'all should probably say the elder should always be excited because he can't hardly walk. He then had cancer, got healed from cancer, got cancer right as I stand here now. So I should be joyfully, bubbly, overly excited. But I try to stay calm. I try to stay calm. I don't want my son to get upset and get excited in here if he see a daddy getting upset and excited, because he will. But God is a good God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray constantly and continually. This command is always being in communication with God, which is the key to any relationship. As we acknowledge God in all our ways by praying his word, it's consulting with him. You see, then he will make our path straight. There will be stumbling blocks, but our way will be clear. We will be able to manage our way around them stumbling blocks. Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep praying for all of the saints. As we always praying to God, our relationship with him helps us with our relationship with other saints. One way to pray constantly and continually is to have a life of praying for the will of God for your life and the life of others. See, we don't have to pray always for things or certain blessings. But praying God's will will be what God has for us and others. I tell you, being in a life, having a relationship with God, you would develop a prayer life. And you will understand through the word of God that all the time we, God, can you give me this? And God, can you give me that? God, can you heal me from this? God, can you take me over there? See, if we pray and say, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done. See, as I traveled along and got what the doctor said, cancer again in another part of this contaminated body, I can say, I stopped praying for God to heal me. I pray, God, let your will be done in this body. If it is your will for me to have this and walk around and people see the elder still got cancer, but he's still trusting and believing in God. See, if we keep going on and keep trusting God in spite of what we go through, people can see us pressing our way. Now, I'll tell you, it's a person in here who always encouraged me by me looking at her and how she keep pressing her way. And I know she done went through and had some situations, but she done told me, he didn't say it'd be easy, but he did say he'd be with you. See, that's why God put people in our life, and he allow us to have situations in our life that we don't really like or really want, but God is moving you and using you in this life to help someone else. Now, the mother of this church, Lord, no, doesn't help me. Sister Elvira, with her strength and how she keep on after she was way down. And she come on back up. And see, when we can look at somebody in here that we supposed to love and be about and praying about and see them, God say, here, look what I can do. You trust me and not look at the circumstance that you living in. I tell you. Now, those are some quick suggestions on how to develop your PR, but that's just me. Now, you can choose to do it your way, because, see, we got some people in here that try to do stuff their way. Now, I done been down that road. I done did stuff, try to do stuff my way. But I hope somebody know who I'm talking about. But anyway, I believe we should have a PR. That's just me. You know, people be like, well, Elder, that's you. If you don't want to have a PR, if you don't care about development, that's fine. No, it ain't. But the pastor said, no, it ain't. See, the pastor told me about that long time ago under the direction of the Lord, because he know what he was going to have me do. He know each time the pastor had assigned Sam to be the senior associate minister and assigned me to preach on the fourth Sunday, and when I had to preach, that I was going to preach about the PR. So everything has a purpose. See, the pastor taught me about that, and then the Lord already know that he was going to have Sam put me up here on the fourth Sunday, and then y'all all going to say, he finna talk about the PR. See how God worked and see how he unite all of us. See how he keep all of us thinking on the same thing at the same time. God is a good God. Y'all might not know it, but he a good God. See, the pastor know he did that, so he was being obedient. Another thing, like I said, being obedient. See, but God is a relational God. He wants us to have a relationship with him and love him as he first loved us. Now, in order for the relationship to happen, there's a requirement, and this is not a suggestion of mine, but it's the word of God. John 14 and 6, it says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So to think about Jesus and all he has done, he came down and put on flesh, gave up his deity, suffered and died on the cross, rose from being dead, ascended to heaven, sitting at God's right hand, soon to come back to receive his church, to take the church with him, and then we could live eternally with him. Now all of this and everything he's done, so it is what we could have, it is so we could have a PIR with God. So think about it. Do you want or need to develop a PIR? Please, ma'am. Please, sir. Get you one. See, Adam took our opportunity away, but Jesus afforded us the right to have a personal and intimate relationship with God. Now, if God is willing, the next time I get up here, I'm going to talk about PIR. God bless you.